community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
We've got Peter Streams in from St Francis Hospice, and you're going to give us a quick resume of what's actually coming up, the fundraising events, and because we had one of your guys in, I think it was last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, Alan Mason, that's good guy. Alan. He works and is a volunteer, also works in our education centre, talking about the Classic Car Fest at
Fantastic.
Benton. Huge event we've got coming up in September. That's a bit way down the track, so I will give that a quick mention in a
okay.
few minutes.
Yeah, fine.
A few things happening before then.
Okay.
This week, actually, we're in the midst of what's called National Volunteers Week, and I should probably pay tribute to the work of our volunteers, because without them, St Francis Hospice wouldn't be able to do the work it does. Charity, for those who don't know, we look after people with any life-limiting illness, not necessarily cancer, but I mean, obviously a lot of people do suffer from that, but it doesn't have to be cancer. And it costs us over £10 million a year to keep running the services we do, because we employ our own nurses and doctors, we have an inpatient unit, and we do a lot of work out in the community, most work actually these days happening in people's homes. But to keep all that going, obviously big amount of money, over £10 million, we only get just shy of £2.9 million from the NHS.
So that's terrible.
So the rest
really.
Of it has to be raised, which is over £7 million.
That's a big weight on your shoulders.
It's a huge amount. And fortunately, there's a big team of people to try and raise this money. And we're grateful for the massive support we get. People who go into our shops in Brentwood High Street or go and skydive for us or run a marathon for us, all that sort of stuff helps raise that £7 million each year we need to keep going. But the other big way we manage to keep doing what we're doing is by having lots and lots of people volunteering their time and effort to help our service. In fact, we have over, I think, at the last count, about 820 people who at some point during the year volunteer their services. Now, that might be some people coming in 2 or 3 hours every week, some people coming in giving one Saturday once a month, some people just dedicate a month, maybe in the summer holidays if they're a student or a young person. All these people make an enormous difference to what we do. We did a sort of one of these work out what the value of the volunteers' work was, and we reckon if we didn't have those volunteers giving their time and effort, we'd have to find probably getting on for another £2 million.
Oh my word.
So a huge amount of money. So thank you. If you've ever volunteered for us, if you volunteer in our shops, if you're a volunteer garden, if you've ever volunteered at any time in the last 31 years of the hospice's history, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for what you've done for us. As I said, without our volunteers, we couldn't keep going.
It's very rewarding work, though, to be honest.
It is. And that's really the lead on. The reason why there is a National Volunteers Week is obviously to thank people who've done the volunteer, but also to try and encourage. Haven't considered it yet, that maybe they can give something. Sometimes I meet people who sort of say, oh no, I don't think, you know, volunteering at a hospice isn't my thing. You know, much as I admire what you're doing, I'm not the sort of person who'll be comfortable you know, working closely with people with life-limiting illnesses. We understand that, but you don't have to do that.
You
can be a volunteer in our shop in Brentwood High Street. You don't have to meet people who have life-limiting illnesses there in patients. You could be driving a van, you could be collecting stuff for us, you could be working in our garden, you could be a DIY man, you could work in the office, helping us raise the money, fundraising. We need lots of people, an army of people who work behind the scenes, responding to appeals, sending letters out, responding. So you don't have to have direct patient contact if that's not what you want. If you do, fantastic. We have people who do fantastic work in that area, volunteer bereavement counsellors and so on. But obviously, you know, it's really anything you've got a skill, if you've got a bit of time and effort, and even if you haven't got what you think is a skill, if you've got some time and ability, we could probably use you either at our shops or at our hospice. So if you've ever thought about volunteering, maybe not now, or maybe you think, well, I'm coming up to retirement next year, maybe I'd like to do something, keep my hand in. Do get in touch with us, please. Do get in touch. You can find all the details on our website, which is sfh.org.uk. Lady by the name of Jill Wendelken looks after, and she'll help you and point you out, and we list all the type of jobs that you can do, and you know, make an initial inquiry or go into your local St Francis Hospice shop. As I said, there are two right here in Brentwood High Street. We've got the furniture shop at one end, we've got the general store up at the top end of the high street. They're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for people to collect goods, to drive, to go to people's homes. And so we need, you know, we need men who can lift furniture,
we need people
to work behind the till, you know, a whole range of jobs, just like running any type of retail operation. So please, if you can help us out, do. And I said a very, very big thanks to all the volunteers who've helped us so far. And talking of the Brentwood shop, after this week finishes, 2 weeks is what we call Make a Will Fortnight. It's something we do every year.
Right. I've done mine.
Which, excellent. I've well, you're mine. In a minority.
No,
you're
no, the, I know, I can imagine. It's one of them things you don't want to look at, do you?
No, that's right. And some people think, oh, no, write a will means I'm going to die next week.
Well, no, it doesn't. No, that's right.
So it's have, you don't have insurance because you're going to crash the next day.
Yeah. That's the only some time I'm going to get.
Some people do, but it's a tiny time. Well, you know, what we're saying is plan for the future is a really good thing to do to relieve others around you, the worries that people might have otherwise. Yeah. And so we encourage people, and each year we do this Make a Will Fortnight. We're fortunate to have a lot of local solicitors firms on board with us, offering their time or their solicitors basically for free. What they say is come into one of the participating solicitors, and we've got 13 firms involved this year, a record. You can see a list of them on our website, sfh.org.uk. Look under Make a Will Fortnight, and you can book up an appointment over the next 2 weeks with one of those solicitors, and basically instead of paying them the money, solicitors' money, all they ask is you make a donation to the hospice. We make a recommended donation. We say it should be about £100, because to be honest, you're probably getting several £100 worth of advice and free will writing.
Yeah, so
instead of the money going to the solicitors, they basically give their time and effort so you can make a donation to the hospice instead.
For me and the wife to do a will through a solicitor, they come to something like £200.
Right, so, yeah. So you can get a real bargain and make a donation to us. So
yeah,
we
really
do
good.
Encourage people to have a will. Is it less than, I think it's less than 40% of people across the country have a will, so the majority don't. So please, if you ever thought about doing it, think about it now, the next couple of weeks. And instead of paying a solicitor's firm, you can give the money to us instead. So we all are winners. So that's our Make a Will Fortnight, 8th to the 19th of June. And as part of that 2 weeks, at our Brentwood Furniture Shop on... next week on the I think it's Wednesday 11th, and there's details again on our website, we're going to have a solicitor's firm in the shop, in the Brentwood Furniture Shop, so people can come along there. If they don't want to make an appointment, they can just turn up, get some free legal advice and support and find of having a will. So please do visit our Brentwood Furniture Shop, or indeed our general shop. We'd love to see you down there, and they have information in those shops on these forthcoming events. So we're going to be having also our nurses who work in the community, our hospice at home community nurses will also be down there. So it's happening on a regular basis now. You can get details at our Brentwood Furniture Shop. If you're ever down there, please pop by. Lots of bargains in store. We've recently refurbished that shop, done it all up. We had the mayor down there recently, Mark Reed, and lots of other people down there. So it's looking very smart. And the reason we spend some money on the shop is to make it a nice shopping experience for people.
Yeah, it's nice.
And
it
for
nice.
Volunteers
yeah.
who work there. I mean, most of the staff there are volunteers. So be nice to them. They're giving their time. Help them out by buying something. Or if you've got furniture you want to clear out of your house and you think, well, where should I put it? Do I send it down the tip? Do I, you know, just trash it? No. Please get in touch with us at the Brentwood Furniture Shop or any of our shops, and we can, if it's a big and bulky item, we'll come with our van and our volunteers and pick it up and sell it and raise money for all the hospice services off the back of that. And so lots of things that people can do. I should just give a quick mention also for drop spots. I mean, sometimes people find it a bit difficult to get to those shops,
and yeah.
maybe you're not that local to Brentwood. There are lots of other places we have where people can call in with goods. Just load up your boot of your car, take it around to one of the drop spots we have. These are places that tend to have good out of town areas or places with car parking areas. Again, if you want to find out your nearest one, just look on our website, sfh.org.uk. They're all listed there, and you can find somewhere to go and donate your goods.
Fantastic. Also, you had recently you had some problems. I mean, you must get this all the time. People lifting the stuff that some people have left. What sort of low life does that, though?
I know. Yeah, that's a very good point, Mikey. If you are donating goods, and as I said, fantastic if you do, please do. Please gift aid them. If you pay tax, get a gift aid, because then we get a lot of money back from the government.
That's right.
25% on top of the value of what you give us. Don't leave the stuff outside the shop when it's closed, please. You know, if you just leave bags on the pavement outside the shop when it's locked up and shut, the chances are dogs and foxes could do all sorts of stuff with it.
Humans
take a lot of it away.
It's disgusting.
So it never benefits the hospital.
What sort of person actually steals from a charity organisation?
Does happen.
That's disgusting. I think it's absolutely disgusting.
So please, if you are donating, don't just dump it outside our shop. Do it when they're open. They're open 6 days a week. All the hours are on our website. Or go to one of these drop spots if that's more convenient.
Drop spot sounds good.
Yeah,
it's really good.
So that's happening in the next couple of weeks. As of course you mentioned early on, we've got lots of events coming up that you can get involved with.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you can support us and dog. Woofs and Wellies is probably up your street or up your alley.
Fantastic. Did you think of that name? Is that you? Is it?
It's not me. No, it's I can't claim credit for
it. Fantastic name. Woofs and Wellies.
Woofs and Wellies. 10 o'clock, Sunday the 28th of June, just a few weeks away now, happening at the Thames Chase Community Forest in Upminster. All sorts of events on the day. Best Dressed Dog Prize. Have a go. A dog agility course there. If you want to get involved with a sponsored event for your dog and pets, lots of other fellow dog owners, do look up the website details, sfh.org.uk. Or you can always call one of my colleagues, 01708 771 427, if you want to get involved, raise a bit of money for us, give your dog a workout on Sunday the 28th of June in if dogs aren't your thing but golf is, we have got a few more places left to join. Barry Hearn is a very good supporter of ours, and a lot of his mates from Matchroom always support us at a charity golf day. This year's date at Thorndon Park Golf Club is the 24th of July, so a couple of months away. 24th of July, play 18 holes on one of the best courses in the country at Thorndon Park Golf Club. Charity golf day. You get breakfast, you get Barry Hearn's company, you get lots of other famous sports people and local business people involved, so it's a good networking opportunity as well.
Yeah.
If you're into that sort of stuff, again, get the details on our website, sfh.org.uk, or put the date in your diary, give us my colleagues a call for the charity golf day on the 24th of July. And something I know that a team of Phoenix people are looking forward to is the big quiz.
Oh, we love this.
I think last year, I might be wrong, I think the Phoenix team came third, fourth, something like that. It was a really good... We're talking about a big quiz. When we say big quiz...
We were saying this before. This is huge.
This is huge. Yeah, huge is a better word. Huge quiz. It's the Brentwood Centre.
Yeah.
It's... I think there were something like 50 or 60 teams.
See, that's gigantic.
I mean, it's the whole... It's massive. So the Phoenix team did really, really well.
Yeah.
Not quite well enough, and I'm sure perhaps they can go a little bit better this year.
We're going to win it this year.
Good. Well, I like your confidence. I like your confidence. 14th of... Diary. Maybe you've got a team of people from your local pub or business. You'd like to get involved with this. It's a lot of fun. If you haven't got a whole team of people, don't worry. We'll match you up with other people who want to have a good time on the night. We've got the... we've had for the last couple of years some of the TV eggheads.
Oh, right.
The quiz programmes on TV getting involved with us. This year, we're pleased to say we've got six of the BBC TV eggheads. Barry Simmons and the eggheads, Pat, Kevin, Chris, Dave and Lisa are all going to be there. And the way it works is they help out, they set some of the questions, but they also help out. They help people cheat for the benefit of the hospice.
Oh, really?
So if your team's getting a bit stuck on some of the rounds and the questions, basically they can be the answers in return for financial donations.
And you're giving the money for charity as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. We'll raise money for St Francis Hospice.
Absolutely gorgeous.
It's a great
idea.
Night. It's a lot of fun. You bring your own nibbles, but we provide nibbles. You bring your own drinks.
Yeah.
It's a good night, big night. And so if you fancy entering a team for that, again, look up the details if you fancy this on our website, sfh.org.uk, or call my colleagues 01708 771 427 and join us for the big quiz at the Brentwood Centre on Friday the 14th of August, all kicks off at 7 in the evening.
Fantastic.
Got time now, for one more?
Yeah, go on. Yeah, we'll do one more. We've always got time for you, Pete. You know that.
Well, we briefly... Bike Fest.
Yeah.
The date for your diary this year is a bit later than we've done it in the last few years, but this is an event we only started 3 years ago now, and it's just grown and grown and grown. And
yeah.
A really, really popular event. We're very fortunate that we get use of the Ford Technical Centre at Dunton, off the A127.
I said to your guy last week, I passed this, and it is rammed. It is chock-a-block there. I thought it was a huge car boot sale, but it wasn't. Car boot sale's in the opposite direction, isn't it? It's not.
It's a massive event. Huge.
It was huge.
Parking, and so that... What it means is we can display literally hundreds and hundreds of cars and bikes.
Great event.
We
have all really good.
If you're into your Capris and your Ford Escorts from years gone by, here, I mean, absolutely full of them, and the most amazingly preserved and looked after vehicles you can see of all age. We've got cars going right back to the 1920s and 30s. We've got sort of supercar classics from the 80s and 90s. Huge amount of stuff, but a real fun day for kids as well. So if dad's really into his cars, bring the rest of the family as well, because we've got inflatables and fun fair and food. We've got a vintage market, so mum can look at the old clothes and the knick-knacks and all that sort of stuff. There are masses of things going on there. So it's a vintage market. It's live music as well. We've got some bands. In fact, I think we've got one of the bands coming in on Phoenix in the next few weeks.
Oh, really?
Some of the numbers. So we always have live music as well. All happening Sunday, the 20th of September. It's called Frankie's Classic Car and Bike. market. It's just £5 on the day to get in. And the reason we're mentioning now, though it's a little way away, is if you've got a card you'd like to exhibit, now's the time to get in touch. We have all sorts of people, lots of car clubs locally get involved with this. But you don't have to be part of a car club. You could just have a cherished vehicle that's in your garage or in your driveway that you'd like to show off. And there are a lot of people doing it. And I said, some people just put in incredible effort to make their cars look amazing, and they do. So please join us for Frankie's Classic Car and Bike Fest, and if you want to exhibit your car, do get in touch with Alan Mason at the hospice, 01708 771 427.
Well, Pete, it's always a pleasure coming in and talking to us with all these bits and pieces going on, and it's really good to hear how the hospice is getting on as well. And
thank you very much, Mikey.
We really want to do our piece to help the hospice because it's a lot of money to raise, so I think all the local community.
And good luck to the Phoenix team for the quiz.
We'll win it. You know we'll win it. Of course we will.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.